Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and I'm so excited about this morning because we're going to be looking at one of my very favorite passages in all of the New Testament. So grab your Bible, grab your journal, grab your coffee or your tea, find that spot, that place, that space. And there is something sacred about time and space. Those are the two dynamics. That's the longitude and latitude, if you will, of God's created order, time and space. God declared it good. So when we get up in the morning, we say, God, this time is yours. And when we go to that space and we say, God, this is where I begin a conversation with you. Not that that's the only place where a conversation can begin, but time and space is good. It's sacred. And so we've been doing that for the last 123 days. And let's begin a conversation with Jesus, because that's what it's about. It starts there, it continues there, it ends there. Actually, it will never end, because our relationship and adventure and conversation and life and laughter with Jesus is going to last throughout eternity as we rule and reign with Him. I could go on, I could happily go on, but the title of the podcast this morning is Battle of the Mind, and we're talking about worry. We're in the wilderness. This last Sunday, we talked about the wilderness of worry, and we're in all kinds of ways, Old Testament, New Testament, Gospels, we're developing this concept of worry and how God speaks into that. The Word of God and the teaching of Jesus is not only brilliant, it's practical. And we're going to look at an incredibly practical passage that Paul writes to the Philippian church, and the title is The Battle of the Mind. And here's the thing, because we're using the word battle this morning, can you think of anything that has value that just happens without fighting for it? I mean, really, can you think of anything that has any value that just happens without being willing to work and to sweat and to fight for it? I mean, think about any venture, a business or a church. Think about writing something or painting something. Thinking about raising a child. Think about playing an instrument. I mean, we could go on and on, learning how to play a sport well. It's like, think about a marriage or a relationship. It's like anything that has any value at all, anything that's worth anything, we're going to have to fight for. There's going to be a battle that's going to rage. And when we're talking about worry, and of course the antithesis of worry, and I'm sorry it took me till Thursday to talk about this because it's so important, the antithesis to worry is peace. Peace is what we're created for. Peace of heart, peace of mind, peace in life. And worry is the antithesis of that. The enemy wants to rob us of peace so he can sink us and cage us and chain us in worry. And so if we're going to have peace of mind, and I know that's a phrase that we don't often think about when we think about Christianity, but that is essentially Christian. Peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of life. If we're going to have peace of mind, we're going to have to fight for it. There is going to be a battle for the mind. And that's largely what this passage is about, but let's ramp up to it. So look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. Let your gentleness be evident to all, for God is near. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Fabulous passage. We're going to continue, because here is really the part I want to go after this morning. Verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and Paul just goes on and on, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And I love the ending here. And the God of peace will be with you. Now, before I talk about the passage, I'm thinking about something in my life that I am incredibly, deeply, and constantly worried about. And I'm not going to share it because I just feel like it's a little bit too intimate and too tender to share. But I am thinking about it right now. In fact, I always think about it. I'm worried. And I would like for you to think about what that is for you. What area, what relationship, what thing in your life just seems to have you worried? And the reality is, in that area or in that relationship, if you will, our mind just spins. It's not peace of mind, right? It's the antithesis of that. It's anxiety of mind. And so Paul says, all right, if you're going to have peace of mind, if you're going to have this incredible thing called the peace of God, you're going to have to fight for it. You're not able to bring yourself peace, but you are able to say, God, I'm going to fight for it so that by the power of your Spirit, you can bring your peace into my life and into my heart. But this is a thing of such value. It's going to take some focus. It's going to take some intentionality. It's going to take some battle. And so Paul says, all right, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. And listen to this. Think about such things. Train your mind to think about those things. Maybe even in those areas or those relationships where things are so stressful and so much worry is laden in those areas. What can we be grateful for? What can we be thankful for? What is God doing? What is true and noble and right and pure and excellent and praiseworthy? Earlier in the passage, Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation through prayer and petition, and note, with thanksgiving. So Paul's not just saying, hey, if you're nervous or you're anxious, pray. He's saying, pray with thanksgiving. There's something about battling and training our mind where when we're grateful and thankful, in some ways that opens up the door for peace instead of anxiety. So Paul says, think about such things. Train our mind. Take thoughts captive. This is the New Testament concept of the transformation of the mind. And Paul says at the very end of the passage, if you will think about such things, if you will take authority over your mind, battle, and think about the things that are true and right and noble, even in the specific areas and relationships where we're really struggling with worry, Paul says, and the God of peace, maybe look at it again at the end of verse 9, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, up in verse 7, Paul says, the peace of God. The only thing better than the peace of God is the God of peace. And so Paul says, if you want peace of mind, you're going to have to fight for it. And that's what I want us to do this morning. I want us to fight. I want us to battle. I want us to train our mind. I want us to, by the power of the Spirit, take thoughts captive. I want us to, by the power of Jesus Christ, transform our mind to be people that say, all right, I'm going to think about those things. I'm going to find what is true, noble, right, good, excellent, praiseworthy, and I am going to take thoughts captive. And as I do that, this morning and today, by the power of the Spirit, I have this amazing promise that maybe in the area, maybe in the relationship where worry is most acute, that not only does God want to give me His peace, but He actually wants to give me Himself. The God of peace will be with you. So take about 5 or 10 minutes And in the area or the relationship where you and I are most worried, let's take our thoughts captive. Let's train our mind. Let's participate in the transformation of our mind. And let's think about what is good and noble and praiseworthy, even in those situations. Let's enter into gratefulness and enter into thankfulness. And let's see if that paves the way for the power of the Spirit to bring peace instead of anxiety. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.